So how is this latest news from Iraq being viewed by U.S. veterans who served there? Well, we have one view today from Seth Moulton, who served four tours as a Marine infantry officer, first as a platoon commander, later as a special assistant to General David Petraeus. He's since entered politics. A Democrat, he's challenging Massachusetts sitting Congressman John Tierney. But today we want to talk to Seth as a vet. We've spoken to him on and off over the past decade, during and after the war, and he joins us in the studio again today with this latest spasm. Seth, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Robin.
And what are your thoughts as you watch towns fall and militants outside Baghdad?
It's tough. You know, I think the war was a mistake, but at the same time, it's very hard to see it all fall apart when so many of my friends and colleagues gave so much to try to let Iraq succeed.
Yeah. Did you know people who died in Iraq?
Yeah, of course. I was in the infantry, and so saw an awful lot of sacrifice on behalf of my fellow troops. And I spent about 3 years of my life there myself because my country asked me to go. And I was proud to go. But at the same time, you want to see your work succeed. And obviously, that's not the case now.
Well, especially in your case, you saw very up close some of this work that was done to bring the Sunnis in particular into the counterinsurgency so that the Sunnis themselves would rise up and fight militants themselves, take it into their own hands. This was large part of the work of General Petraeus. And we're hearing that it's some of these same Sunnis who are feeling shut out of the Shia-led government in Iraq, who are behind both the insurgency and who are running away from the military.
Well, that's right. They have been shut out of the government. And yet we showed that they can get on the right side of history and fight for peace and stability. And I think one of the many things that we would hope would happen is that perhaps under a different Iraqi government that doesn't persecute them, the government can bring them back in the same way that we were able to do when we were there on the ground.
Yeah, but right in this moment.
Right in this moment,
what happens? I mean, how do you, as a veteran who worked alongside Iraqis, how do you convince them to keep their uniforms on and fight?
Well, you don't do it by sending more American ground troops in. And
I was going to ask you that. Do you think there should be boots on the ground? The president is saying, President Obama is saying he's not considering that, but some are asking him to.
No, I agree with him because at this point, this is really a political problem. And it's Prime Minister Maliki's failures as a politician that have led us to this point.
Yeah, but again, we're in this moment with militants right outside Baghdad. I mean, some are suggesting, all right, not full troops, but what about special forces who can be dropped in with groups that might be able to fight militants if they had some help, the Kurds, for instance?
Well, I think one of the lessons we learned from Iraq is that we just have to be very, very careful about putting any troops on the ground. And the president has also talked about airstrikes, but I caution seriously about that as well, because you can't really have accurate airstrikes unless you have troops on the ground to direct the pilots. And since we're not going to put troops on the ground, then I'm not sure airstrikes make sense at this point either.
Well, that is another criticism, that the Obama administration doesn't have information about what's going on the ground because of the troop withdrawal. Do you think the troop withdrawal was a mistake?
I think that we needed to withdraw our troops eventually, but it should have happened in concert with increased diplomatic support. And it was clear that that was part of the president's policy at the time, but I don't think it really happened.
When you were in Iraq, mostly in the south, you co-hosted an Iraqi television show with an Iraqi named Mohammed. We spoke to you on this program. The show was called Moulton and Mohammed. And here's some sound from an episode. You're both talking about a school that the U.S. was paying to improve. This is in 2007.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Mohammed, I think you have an interesting story of what people up in Baghdad are saying.
It is true that the United States of America gave money to fix this school, but we can also feel that Iraqis did their best to create wonderful Iraqi touch.
You know, that's so poignant on so many levels. He's saying that the Iraqis participated. They were participating in their own rebuilding. But also this became a friend of yours. We spoke to you both on the program. Have you been in touch with him?
Absolutely, because I'm very concerned about his family, and of course he is too. So they're okay for now, but everybody is very concerned. You know, his brother is a young Shiite man who has been called to arms, and his brother is not a militant, but he's really struggling because he feels that he could be in a fight for his life.
No. So again, as a veteran and also as a friend of the Iraqis, your thoughts on Iraq might fall. We could be looking at Syria.
You know, I think all of us are struggling with how to think about this and what to do. And many veterans are looking for ways to give back. I have other friends who are helping get their former translators out of the country, young men and women in Iraq who put their lives on the line for their country and also for America and for our troops. And they legally have a right to come to America, but many of them are running into huge bureaucratic hurdles. So we're trying to help with that, too. I have one of my translators who hasn't come over yet. I was helping this weekend.
To get people out.
Right, and to make sure the people who were our allies are not killed. So all of the, I think, I can't speak for my fellow veterans, but I know that many of us are looking for ways to continue serving and to try to be a part of making sure America learns from these lessons, doesn't repeat the same mistakes, but also finds a path forward that can be good and prosperous for the Middle East.
Seth Moulton, again, you served 4 tours in Iraq. Were they a complete waste?
You have to answer that question on 2 different levels. There's a national question about whether we should have gone there in the first place, and I think it's hard to sit here today and say that that was a good idea. But on a personal level, you know, I wanted to serve my country. I signed up before the war, and I was proud to serve so that no one had to go in my place. So on a personal level, yes, it was worth it for me. But certainly as a nation, we have to ask that question and be very careful about getting involved in conflicts like this again.
Seth Moulton, again, he's made a pivot from the military into politics. He's now challenging Democratic Representative John Tierney here in Massachusetts for a congressional seat. Seth, thanks for speaking to us, though, about your Iraq experience today.
Thank you, Robin.